always great to have the one and only Coach Katie Wins of Lincoln Pius on our airwaves here at High Plains Radio. Katie, doing some great things at Pius, hopefully doing well. Well, I know she's doing well because this lady right here just picked up her 300th win of her career over the weekend. Congrats on that.
Yeah, it was awesome, and I had a great group of kids to celebrate it, and, you know, the 300 wins I've gotten have just been awesome with the kids. You don't really remember their wins, but you always remember the kids, and it's a very humbling thing, and to see your kids get excited for you, and then to think back, and like, that's 300's a lot, and so you, like, really start to think about it, but it's been quite a bunch of years and a bunch of awesome kids to be able to share that moment with.
No question. Again, I've refreshed my memory. You've been doing this a long time with of course, here in Arapahoe and in Pius. So over a number of years, you've enjoyed every minute of it, haven't you?
Absolutely. The highs, the lows, you know, the hard seasons, the great seasons, the easy seasons. I mean, nothing's easy, but every year is a learning thing, and sometimes in the moment, I kind of wonder what in the world is going on. But when you look back at it every year, you keep coming back because you really do it for the kids. And they kind of become your own little world. And when you see them walk out that door at graduation, and then you get invited to weddings and seeing their babies born, that's the ultimate compliment. I go without a win just to see them be successful and know that I had a part in that. So it's a really great thing. And really, really lucky to have had the opportunity, and really lucky also for Arapahoe giving me the chance to get a start, because I say often I wouldn't be here if they wouldn't have hired me to start my career there.
Your team's 11-4, coming off a big weekend with a Lincoln Southeast invite. 11-4, you're pretty happy with the way your bunch is playing right now?
Absolutely, and you know, those four are against the top four teams in the state. Tapio South, Scott, North Star, Norris. I mean, we're taking losses to really good teams, and we're not, like, getting crushed. And, you know, we went 3 with North Star, and sometimes those scores don't reflect how well we played. We lost 0-3 to Scott, but we were right in there. They have two big hitters, Addison West and Avery White, but we held our own, and we fought and battled, and so I'm super happy with all the wins we've gotten, and I'm actually really happy with the losses because we competed and we walked out there as better athletes. I truly, truly feel that, and you know, if you play the top teams, you're going to get top results, and so I'm really happy about that.
Boy, in these tournaments, you had the blast-off tournament, the Northeast blast-off tournament at the beginning, just got done with the Southeast invite. Boy, these are tougher-than-nail tournaments, aren't they?
They are, and you look at their schedule, and there's really not a team that you can really back off from. And sometimes when you take teams too easy, that's when the games become the hardest. But, you know, we could have gotten a Marion in there. Any team that LPS invite, we really had to watch film and figure out what we're doing. And it doesn't get any easier because we turn around this weekend and play Elkhorn North, Marion, Norris, and Millard North. And so it doesn't get any easier, but, like, I tell the kids, I would rather have you lose in a battle-fought game than have a win where we didn't have to work hard. And so that's really our mind shift of going into every single game, is we want to be battle-tested, and we want to fight, and we want to be pushed, and we want to get frustrated because that's the only way we're going to get better.
Yeah, but it's your own invite, the Pius tournament coming up, invite coming up, one-day event, and wall-to-wall volleyball. If you're a volleyball junkie, this is one to be at, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And this one has, I mean, the top teams in the state, the top players in the state. We're looking at the Super Six that started, and I think three or four of the Super Six that Omaha World Herald will be here this weekend. You have returning state champion Norris. Elkhorn North is right in there. It's going to make a run. Marion's going to make a top run. They're top three. Us and Millard North, if you want to see good competition volleyball, this is where you want to go. It's actually one of those invites. We're trying to get more people in, but people don't want to get in. So it's going to be competition all day. And this is what tournaments, I say, you can play the best volleyball of your season and go 0-4, but you're still going to get those points and still be very successful. So.
Yeah, I know.
We're excited.
No question about it. I know we talked to our good buddy Mike Patterson a lot with the World Herald. He might hopefully be over there for that one to watch this tournament. But what's that?
He usually makes an appearance.
Yeah,
this one.
Yeah. Why? Well, I wouldn't doubt it for a second. But I know. Yeah. I know we talk about A and B, his top 10, and boy, more and more every year you're seeing, you know, that overall top 10 is 50% Class A and 50% Class B. The teams are that close, aren't they?
Oh, 100%. And nothing against Class A. I did it for years, but you look at the strength in Class B, and I think. Both are very difficult to win. Any class is very difficult to win a state championship in. That's why six teams do it. But I look at Class B, and I kind of think that's maybe more difficult than Class A, just because you have some really solid teams in there. Again, not taking anything from Class A, there are some very solid teams in there. But when I look at Class B, it's really hard for me to make my prediction of who will be in the state championship. And I think there's about six teams in Class B that, on the right day, can be in the state championship. And that's what's fun about it. That's what we want to see, and that's who we want to compete against. So, yeah, it's that mix in there, and it's brutal when you look at it.
I take it as far as personnel. You've got your hammers, your outside, your pin hitters, your middles. Mm-hmm. You've got some great defensive play. You got some great setters. I'm sure it's a great balanced team with talent all the way around this year.
Absolutely. And one of the nice things, I feel like I really haven't had a solid grasp on the past few years. I have depth in every position. You know, we have Ava Markowski who can swing. She was a setter last year, but she's swinging this year. And this past weekend, we had a big hitter on a smaller block, and she stepped in and I said, guess what, you're setting now. And we switched it out, and she just stepped in and did it. And just knowledgeable depth players that can do anything, and some serving specialists. And so it's just been really fun to see everybody just do their job and a little bit of somebody else's, and it just flows so well.
Great season going right now. Boy, it's flying past. We're getting into October, Katie. You had a couple of weekends of invites. We're going to be looking at postseason before you know it.
I know. I started looking at the calendar last week, and I'm like, I'm already sending my emails for October. It's wild to think about it. Like, there's so much that can happen in such a little time, and it's just wild to think how fast the season's going. But I guess that's good. It means we're having fun. We're competing. We're being successful. So it's getting there. It's getting closer. It's just going to sneak up on us here.
School going okay? Teaching along with coaching? I know you have a ball doing that as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's a great balance. Both are going well. It's keeping me busy. By the time nighttime comes, I wonder where the day went. And then when Sunday night comes, the weekend went so fast. But school has some great kids I'm working with this year. Volleyball has some great kids. Really, no complaints here.